body, mind, and humankind. Unlike fake education, that cannot help but to drift towards more useless abstraction and has become ever more ineffective, real things are always intricately stitched together. They don't just influence one another, but provide critical support to each other. In this text, you will learn that it is not possible for you to have a fit body without also having a fit mind. Nor will it be ever possible for you to merely exist in some state of perfect fitness. But rather, you will face great challenges that will test both your greatness and legacy. By now, you have probably figured out that your job is killing you, and not a single creature is stirring. It all began in school. The subjects, when combined together, do not actually constitute an education. They constitute a way to make money off of unsuspecting people. As a result, you will learn nothing of value, and life will be a constant uphill battle. No real education means constant desperation. Very few people do well after graduation. While not everyone becomes large, it is a rare creature indeed that does not get messed up by something. And this here is where the fitness of your body begins. Not with jogging or walking, but getting a real f***ing education. You can't finish your recovery or heal your wounds without your intellectual inheritance. All the works of all the clear-thinking great beings whispered into your ears by means of narrated books. Oh yes, you will not understand a darn thing in the state of mind that you are in right now. But fixing that is easy. Depending on your size, large, medium, or healthy, you will need to walk 1, 2, or 3 of the great American trails. If you are healthy, take to the Appalachian Trail and listen to your books carefully. If you are medium-sized, so will be your adventure. You will need to train to walk 20 miles a day at home and then walk the Appalachian and Pacific Crest Trails. It is a beautiful challenge, supremely enabling, highly recommended for the healthy people as well. And if you are large, you will train and begin section hiking all the 3 trails, which is to say, including the Continental Divide. Take it easy. Love yourself. Hike the most beautiful parts first. Make no attempt at hurrying things up. Your body will heal at its own rate. And it will absolutely demand serenity, great beauty, and the wisest selection of the most beautiful books. Overachieving, overwork, and overeating will rob you of over 30 years of your life. If you haven't noticed it yet, there are no obese elderly, and there are no health professionals or real teachers that will disagree with the following statement. Your feet are made for walking, and your ears are made for hearing. This is a loving, forgiving, and beautiful first step to your recovery from diving headfirst into an unexamined life. A very common mistake. No one is wise enough to tell you what must come second. As you know your body best, you will know your limits best, and only you can select best workout sequence for yourself. You don't need a trainer. You just need to inherit the wisdom kept in books. We can make some guesses where your body is concerned. If you are large, there is some good news. Even better if you have suffered childhood obesity or neglect. Under all of that fat is a plain old bodybuilder. Don't laugh. Whether you are a woman or a man, you are ridiculously muscular. Because the main thing in bodybuilding is to lift a little bit more all the time. Be sure to consume plenty of protein when walking the great trails in hopes of preserving those amazing muscles. You may wish to consider putting on a weight vest at some point once you do lose the unhealthiest of your weight. And you must protect the hard-earned endurance that you gain when walking the trails. You will need to do more than just jogging. You will need to jog or dance with dumbbells. The next big challenge after using up your fat reserves and protecting your muscles is getting flexible. Dancing with dumbbells, maybe water resistance training of some kind, and certainly continuing to hike is absolutely in your cards. Which brings us to the latter part of your life. This is the part that is after your original date of death. The part that you have created for yourself by rising to the great challenge of transforming your body. The part where you serve no one. Please understand that you didn't just fall a victim to an indoctrination into a crappy lifestyle that treated you as a resource to be strip-mined into nothing. There is actually no mastermind, no conspiracy, no Project Mayhem. It is just the raw, uneducated human nature that is leading us towards a certain nuclear war. And you may be able to guess already, there will be no mastermind, no master plan, just natural confabulation of uneducated false leaders that will push them to say, right at the beginning of war, little more than, we launch the nuclear missiles because that is what you do with them. And then, come the end of war, the same creatures will utter, whilst weeping at the result of all their actions. How were we supposed to know? As I write this, the nuclear testing has stepped up today, and you are nowhere ready to accept the responsibility for preventing this war. The only thing that can be done. See, there is no such thing as the fitness of body without the fitness of mind, because you have to ask yourself, what is coming up, where you are going. Quo vadis? Either you rise to become a great being or die a resource stripped mind to a total maximum. War, as you can imagine, is not fueled by weapons, but by young people who are not able to comprehend what is happening. If this is the big one and you cannot stop it, then tens of millions of young people will perish in battle. And countless many. In, by that time, what once were the largest cities. War is not prevented by getting yourself arrested during the protests. That does nothing. Those people are sent into the battle close second after the first wave. The early success of war destroys those who gave their lives to protest against it. War is prevented by repairing schools. The first thing that was made for you that turned against you to turn a profit. The way you studied your books on the initial trails when you were young, when you first begun, is the only safe way that students can actually learn. They have to be on the trail, in the correct context, to develop a need for what is in the great books. No one who will hear what the clear-thinking great beings have to say will allow humanity to drift towards war. After you pass, a new century will begin. It will be as different as 1900s were from 2000s. But the 2100s will be as desperate to arrest repetitions of mistakes as we should be today, given that major superpowers are rebooting their nuclear test programs. Even if the threat of nuclear war does not emerge, you still have to understand that you have been failed by teachers into repeating mistakes as the aimlessly drifting humanity hopes to strip mine you for whatever there is in you. Donations, overpriced textbooks, college loans, university loans, or even tolerance of toxic materials, forever chemicals in your food, or even quietly living in the parts of the world that are soon to be irreparably damaged by climate change, something that we could have prevented had we had a real and meaningful and effective education. The driving force is little more than confabulation of false leaders who aim to protect their positions of power. They will just make stuff up, and it will sound really wise and good, and people will believe in it, but it will be actually keeping the world hostage. For the citizens, such a thing can quickly translate into a mandatory draft into a nuclear war that we failed to prevent. This will be horror as we watch the younger generations fade. But to a false leader, a mandatory draft is yet another fine piece of evidence that they are, in fact, an authentic wartime president. To them, misery and horror is good luck, as it creates proof, profit, and reboots the economy. You see, it is not possible for you to just repair your body. You must also repair your mind and grow all the way up until you become a great being. Listen carefully. Now is the time to examine life. This means that there is no more time for you to go back to work. This means that all of your ordinary days are up. They are over. None are left for you. In the absence of teachers, you have to learn to teach. You can't just hope to grant yourself another 30 or 50 years of life, just to watch humanity meander towards predictable ends. Do you understand? You can't just change yourself. You have to hope to change the world.